Russia is preparing to hold its annual military parade in Moscow's Red Square to celebrate victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. This year, it's taking place against the backdrop of the war in Ukraine, where Russian forces are struggling to gain the upper hand. President Vladimir Putin is expected to speak at the parade in the next few hours. Ukraine's president says 60 people have been killed during a Russian airstrike on a school in the eastern region of Luhansk. At least 90 civilians were in the building when it was hit on Saturday. Emergency workers are still removing bodies from the debris. The last of the civilians trapped in Mariupol's Azovstal plant have now reached the safety of Zaporizhia. Convoys of buses have been arriving in the city. The latest carried 175 evacuees, including 40 from the steelworks. People in the Philippines are voting for their next president. 10 candidates are vying for the top job. Frontrunner Ferdinand Marcos Jr. cast his ballot earlier. He's the son of a former dictator, and he's hoping to win a six-year term. Florence Louis has more from a polling station in the capital, Manila.
Voter turnout has consistently been quite high in Philippines for the elections, usually around 80%. It's too soon to bring you those numbers, but we have been seeing people queuing out at the polling station even before polls were opened at 6 in the morning. Now, polls will stay open till 7 in the evening. Those are longer hours than usual. The Election Commission says this is to accommodate COVID-19 safety measures. But they also said if there are people outside of polling stations past 7 p.m., they will be allowed to vote beyond that time in those areas.
China's exports have hit the lowest level in nearly 2 years as the government continues to enforce a zero COVID policy. Exports rose 3.7% in April on the previous year, but that's down sharply from nearly 16% in March. The economic hub's been in lockdown for 5 weeks in a bid to contain a COVID-19 outbreak. Costa Rica's new president, Rodrigo Chavez, has promised to revive the economy, invest in education and fight corruption. The former World Bank executives also vowed to tackle sexual harassment. Chavez resigned from the global lender following allegations of sexual misconduct.